Welcome back. This is the Let's Dig Into That podcast, a connection podcast where it's our mission to remain honest and curious. We are here to promote intentional connection through meaningful conversation. That is what we're all about. We're digging in.
Digging in.
And
I love it.
And who do I do this with? The voice that you just heard. When it comes to a challenge, she has no quit. She's brilliant. She's fit. And she's full of quick wit. It's Jordan, everybody!
Yeah, that's me. That's very nice.
Don't you love it when someone says you're witty and then you're like,
That's exactly what I tasted. Yeah.
Hey, you're really witty.
Exactly. Radio. This, my generous wingman, my muscles in the sand, a trait identifier and smile multiplier. Woo-hoo! It's my long-term plus one. It's JT.
Long-term plus one. I like that.
Long-term plus one is not the most romantic phrase.
Current husband. It's right in line with that one.
Long-term plus one. I am only willing to commit so far.
Well, I want to tell a really quick story that's happened to us in this week as we're recording this.
I know this story.
Yeah, and so it's not to embarrass you.
Okay.
It's not to embarrass you.
The other day,
we're in the car, and I look over at Jordan in the passenger seat, and she's got the squinty face on, and she is somewhere else. She is lost in her mind. Yep. And so I tempt fate. I flirt with disaster, yeah. And I go, what you got going on in there?
He's so right. Like, I could cut you.
Yeah. None of your business.
If I was right at the edge of epiphany. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so
but
yes.
But you responded in a very, you sort of blew my mind. Right? You basically told me I was witty because I went, But you asked me a question, and the question was, can you outgrow your personality?
Yeah. I did. That rings a bell.
And then he went on to say, because I am. Yeah, I'm like a snake shedding skin. Because I am.
Oh, sometimes I do think my inner monologue creeps out. Because I thought about it and I was like, can I like outgrow myself? Like, okay, well, my personality. And then I was really on board with like, I should. I absolutely need to be in a constant
state.
It's called
growth, babe.
That's called growth. And then I got, I was down in a miserable. You broached at the right time. And so, yes, my reaction was, I think I've been many things, but I also hope that I show up Jordan. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, are you willing to go there today?
I think it's amazing because since you said that to me, I've been like, what is personality?
Right.
Is it our identity? Is it like, what is our personality?
I think you said something about job and I lost it where I was like, that's not it. Like, you can't identify.
We interviewed a psychologist who said the two biggest avenues of who you are
your self-identifier,
your love life, and your work. And those two things were how, and he used, I think, one of the Greek mythologists who had come up with that. But that's where I was coming from.
The Aristotle.
I don't remember.
I don't recall. Don't quote me on that. But yes, I feel that in terms of connection, uh-huh, that we are surrounded with more often if you're in a traditional workforce type. Anywho, personality.
Yeah.
And can we outgrow it? Well, apparently there's argument.
We both know. We were both like, man, if I stop drinking, am I going to have zero personality and no one's going to like me?
Right. The stigma of being able to like say it out loud, that felt so daunting. And now it's like, Jordan, try to keep it out of a conversation. Like, you don't need to preach that you don't drink anymore. But yeah, I feel that it was for me in particular. I was like, oh shit, I won't be funny.
Uh-huh.
And be like, that's pretty toot toot. I feel like in a discussion of humility, I'm going to insert, let's dig into that disclaimer of, it's going to be hard to talk about ourselves to this degree and sound super humble, yet that's probably the driving force of my personality. But we're privileged white assholes.
Yep.
That really did get a lot of great opportunity, and that is undeniably a part of honing we're going to identify with today.
It's a really good disclaimer just because we're talking about personality, and you're already hitting on the head that a lot of things go into molding our personality, and a lot of it is your upbringing. And so I think it's good to recognize that Everyone comes from a different place, but we all have personality.
Yes. One question that I feel like is already brewing in the wings is like, is there a compatibility?
Oh.
Like, yeah, is there a map, a toolkit, a disclaimer? You know, is there some sort of key? That's what I'm looking for. Of like, kind of about like an astrological.
You're talking about like an Enneagram.
Yeah. Is there, well, sure. Enneagram tells you you shouldn't like party with?
Not exactly. I mean, those are supposed to be self-reflection tools. You know, having some of this information about...
That sounds dangerous already.
Understanding yourself better, I think, is always a positive.
Agreed.
But when you get into the, you know, we could even be considered a part of this. Like, we're not here to tell you what your personality is.
No.
We want to talk...
That won't happen on the spot. If you're looking for that, wrong spot.
We want to talk about the concept of it. And, like, we all have this thing, but it's sort of undefined. But I think the basic definition is the character traits.
Oh, right. It's a good idea.
Character traits that go into...
Qualities that make up our character was a general... That's what I was working on.
That's the Webster style.
That's Webster-ish. But yes, qualities that make up our character.
Yeah. And so I think it's fun to sort of figure out how we become who we are, the things that make us. I'm so curious about the way we feel about ourselves in comparison to the way that we're seen to the world.
Right. Is
you
my
know what
personality,
I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. If I were to draw my personality on a 3x3 little tiny canvas and I had my... a parental unit, a best friend, a coworker, you know, if I had, stranger after one, like, let's say we sat beside each other in a restaurant interaction, could they nail my personality? Would there be any consistency?
That's a great question. And I'm curious, like, a lot of people have something that they identify as.
Right.
When I was younger, I was kind of like the chubby set comic relief. And I identified as that. And
me
so
too.
I went out with the idea of like, oh, my role here is the funny guy. And that really became sort of my personality of like, this is the funny.
You Chris Farley?
Yeah, Chris Farley hard for a long time.
I was like, is this going to be way up?
And now I don't drink. So
yeah, that makes it. Yes. And so going back to, that was a huge.
I'm curious, like in this moment in your life, is there like a one word or maybe you could give me three?
Okay.
Can you give me three words that would describe your personality? I'll play.
Three words that describe my personality. So again, tricky. I always struggle off the cuff and there's no particular order. But if I had to, I feel like I'm cheating slightly because you tossed it unbeknownst of the conversation and intro. But I do think wit. Yes, you were the chubby funny, but that is something that I use it. I use my powers for good, that I think I am bright. Told you there's going to be no humility.
I love it.
I'm smart enough.
I love it. Say the nice
and
things
funny
about
enough,
yourself.
And I'm not, I don't necessarily, I don't get high off of bringing others down. That is not my jam, but I can be enough self-deprecating to make it very inclusive.
Okay.
And so that's a really long description. You're like, oh, she has thought about this. But I thought about that. I'm like, wit, I feel like it's involuntary that I am, my introvert is not like a center of attention.
Yeah.
But if I can make the joke just chill the mood or shift the energy or make it, you know, a little bit nicer for those around me, I think my wit is one of my superpowers.
Okay. I love that.
And I'm not like super funny by any means.
Well,
and
sometimes, pretty funny.
But I'm like, she said that. Like, I'll make you uncomfortable slightly and that can be good. Personality, three things. So wit, I think I've got that. I don't know what the traits. We aren't working from any list of these qualities.
Right.
But I'm a good wingman. I noticed that something like, and maybe that is also going back to the inclusion sort of vibe I feel on the reg, like with my beating heart, that I do think I'm like loyal perhaps, or nobody left behind.
Yeah.
I'm an underdog, you know, advocate. And I just feel that no one deserves to feel that. And so I will jump ship on perhaps the more popular in a heartbeat if somebody needs a little lifeline there.
Gotcha.
And so I'm a good wingman.
So you also hate injustice. Like you hate seeing...
Have we mentioned here on
Bring
the
it
pod?
Back.
I love that you just talked about our vacation on our drive to the airport. You're like, I promise next time there will be more Harriet Tubman. And that's right. I was like, thank you, because it was really spot on, and I felt seen. Third one, Wit Wingman. I think I'm genuinely, I think it is great in this relationship in particular, but I'm an optimistic person.
Okay.
I think part of my personality is like, Jordan's not going to be this mopey. I'm usually up for just about anything.
Yeah.
Except for hurting other people's feels. Except for injustice. Well, but I think that I'm a pretty optimistic soul.
I would
soul.
Agree with that. And I think that that's more in line with like fucking the answers delight. That I thought people would give me.
Okay.
Like your wingman threw me for a loop a little bit, but I understand completely where you're coming from. But like optimistic feels like one of those classic personality descriptors.
Right.
I can get a vibe for that person by understanding, okay, they're optimistic. They're going to be in a positive mindset. And so I get that. And it's, man, I'm still sort of digging into what our personality is. Because I think what the outside world sees and what we feel inside, I think what I'm learning as I'm exploring this topic is that they're very different.
Yeah. The danger, Will Robinson red flags are waving, because I'm like, how powerful from the wrong voice, person, vulnerable time, whatever, being told your personality and identifying so deeply
right.
with that's me, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and owning that, or even I didn't anticipate this, but some folks, I guess, are diagnosing personalities with memes and whatnot. Great.
Oh,
and I think that's like, whatever, do you, boo. But like, but I was also like, that could be dangerous if you are like, yay, that's so me. Awesome. Wit and wingman and blah. And then it's like, but here's where I cause trouble. Here are my flaws. And if you are choosing to you have no professional experience.
You're unpacking that for yourself. Yeah.
With this is how I'm going to interact with other people. I'm known to be the fresh ideas, tough cookie. And so you suddenly become this persona based on no real evidence except for you scrolling. That could be really, I'm like, this is terrifying.
I love where you're at, because there's a lot of danger in the fact of if someone tells you, oh, you're a really introverted person. That's basically like giving someone permission to like not interact. You know, I can lean into that now that that I feel like I'm an introvert. Now I can be introverted. And sometimes that's a wonderful thing if that's authentically yourself. But I think it is good to point out like, hey,
grain o' salt.
Exactly. Don't take these as the end all be all.
Your stepdad doesn't know yet. the new kid that's like, oh, yeah, you're exactly. And like you said, even with Wit, the moment someone says that, you're like bumbling over your words with a, you are excused. But you're like, oh, I get, caught up. And so I think that we can pigeonhole ourselves. So a little bit of a sidetrack there, but
I get that.
So I'm going to ask you your three,
okay,
if you don't mind, in a different way. If we're like going on a trip and I'm like, oh, or if someone else were to describe like JT's coming,
how would you describe me?
You can tell us, like, do you want to do the three, like how you would hope to come off?
Oh,
or like, so this is, yeah, you're
see,
so
that's
traveling.
That's where it's challenging is I've spent so much of my life molding to the group.
Yeah.
That like I would want to know who's going to be there, and that's going to determine my personality. That's how I lived for a lot of years. And I'm so happy because the feeling on the other side of figuring out what is authentically you, that's what I really think about personality. That's sort of my breakthrough moment is authentically who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's,
and so for me, humor, I really do like to think of I'm going to bring humor to the equation. And I like to think of myself as a somewhat of a funny guy, but I'm pretty quiet. So I like those sort of zing at the right moment kind of things.
I like it. It's all about your timing.
And then you were sort of hitting on this with your wingman aspect, but I would just wrap it up into the word compassion. I have been in situations where I see the left out person or blah, 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 blah. And my entire behavior changes. You know, I see that person getting left out and I'm going to leave this group to go hang out with that person because of how I feel, you know?
We both described the exact same scenario. And I can't stress enough that these are completely different experiences. Because JT just said, and he is not wrong, that I would say you are, that would be in my top 1-2 for you, is you make me more compassionate, more thoughtful every single day. You see the big picture. You are consistently wearing at least one other person's shoe.
Yes.
In the proverbial sense that I'm like, oh, the world is not orbiting around me. Needed that constant reminder. But
sound like my therapist, but
I am talking correct. I didn't realize I was echoing. But so you were there in the compassion jumping teams, and I am talking, we are gonna burn the bitch to the ground. Like, my loyalty wingman is like, we're in the trenches. And so, and we are, I would take a
break. Who do we need to stab?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Who are we stabbing?
I'm with you on the stabbing journey.
Yes. And so I think that we do make a good team, because I was like, he's just stealing my list. And I was like, nope, that's different. Yeah. Like, you need us at different times, but as a package. So yeah, just to clarify. So I'm glad you agree.
Right.
Compassion corner, number two. So, and on to the third. Man.
The third one I struggled with a little bit, but what I settled in on as we were talking in these last few minutes, I really think that I am the kind of person that takes on too much. And so I've been developing this personality quite a bit and working on it. And so the person that I've become in an authentic sense is I'm realizing I do need more alone time than I ever realized. And so for the first time in my life, that introvert word, why I brought it up earlier, is sort of ringing more true.
And that's like a Myers-Briggs personality. I think that falls in there. Where's your energy focus?
Exactly.
And so as you age, you realize you need a little more time of process reflection.
Exactly. I do so much better when I have the time to process, reflect. We talk about and joke about how we don't meditate well, but man, am I trying, and it has an impact, and it makes me feel better, and
game changer.
I'm realizing that part of my personality is crucial and depends on that, and so I'm going to chalk that up to a part of my personality is someone that needs to recharge, and so the way that looks in a physical aspect is some people might look and be like, man, that guy does a lot of relaxing. And the reason for that is because I do a lot of working.
Yes.
I got to recharge, and I've never been okay with that. I used to be the go, go, go. I got to be out in the crowds. I got to be in front of everybody. I got to be making people laugh. Mm-hmm. And now I'm realizing the real, true, authentic version of me needs to come home and recharge and kind of not think about things for a little while and clear my mind and sometimes even reflect on things.
I love it.
Yeah.
And so with the word authentic that you're using, have I crossed a line in that? Like, can you outgrow your personality being the kind of starting point question that I came at you with? That authenticity seems like I instantly feel more defensive, protective of those. That seems more value driven, where I'm like, is my personality, I think we all agree, like, do you, in certain groups, it's reinforced, you know, you're the funny guy for sure in this group. With your family, we all assume a role in whatever your family unit looks like. Like, it could be a friend built, but you are the one that's always on time, or the driver, or the one that, you know, the organized. And so, authentic to you, I don't know if I'm just digging in a little too deep there,
but I'm
like,
it's a good question, because what I think you're describing more than personality is roles.
Yeah.
And we all play roles in our lives.
Yep.
And so I already mentioned, like, in a group, I'm going to be a different person. I'm arguing in this podcast, and my thoughts on personality are, it shouldn't really change that much. The things
that consistent would be the dream, right?
Right.
Somebody said that Jordan's so consistent, boring, but it really sounded hot in my head. But, like, it did for a second.
But that's what I'm saying.
You can play other
roles, but be true to who you are and your personality.
Right.
And so that's what I'm saying is, like, I'm trying to weed out those roles that we play and really find the authentic version of who I am and what my personality is, because it gets so lost and so convoluted in all of these roles and desires and pulls and other people's perception.
And who you're trying to please. I feel like we talk about external validation, but it's just real. We're all going to continue to deal with that, but it is so hard not to meet the expectations for me of certain folks.
Anyone who's ever been sort of lost in their own identity and who they are, I think that that's a lot of what's happening, is that you're playing a lot of roles and you kind of get lost in these different elements.
It's
absolutely exhausting. And I really feel like there's a lot of freedom and growth when you can hone in on those things that stay consistent to you in all situations, because then you can place a higher amount of value on them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That was good.
This episode of Let's Dig Into That is brought to you by...
Are you tired of waking up as the same person every day? Exhausted by the relentless consistency of your own personality? Introducing Spiral, the only non-FDA-approved identity cleanse that helps you shed your ego in just 3 to 5 business days. Side effects may include crying in the shower, texting your ex for closure, and spontaneous moments of radical clarity. Spiral, because who you were is none of our business. Ask your inner child if Spiral is right for you. Punchline, man, like, can you outgrow?
So the answer to the question that you asked.
Yeah, can you outgrow your personality? Because I'm wondering, with the list of the 3 things you identify with now, is there something that you outgrew potentially that you used to like wear like a badge of honor, was like a top
list maker? It's such a good question, and I'm sort of having this existential crisis learning like the things that I used to think made up my personality might have always been more roles I was playing than who I actually was. And so my answer to the question is, yeah, I sure hope so. Like, everyone should outgrow their personality a little bit. We all evolve. We all grow. We all have changing needs and desires. It makes sense that you would become a different person. That's what we're all trying to do, is grow and evolve. And so my generalized answer is yes. However, let's take a look at things like the midlife crisis.
Okay.
A popular one, especially among men, where
You're looking at me weird.
Where we sort of change and we want to buy the fancy car. Oh. And it's sort of like an identity.
Clichés do
it's
happen.
It's sort of like an identity crisis. And my argument, and what I'm sort of learning through this, hopefully along with our listeners, is that the roles have shifted. And you're no longer playing this role that you heavily connected to your identity. And now you're in a crisis. That's really how I think it happens, is like you're playing these different roles.
You're shedding something.
And then all of a sudden,
in this moment of transformation,
that role, you know, take it the party guy. Mm-hmm. If you're like younger and you used to be the go out and make everyone laugh and party guy, kind of like I was, that no longer serves me. And I need to figure out something else. And so, yes, of course you can outgrow your personality, but be careful, because ideally, if you're really comfortable with who you are and understand what your personality is, and I'm sort of talking about identity more than personality, but mm-hmm. they're so closely linked.
It's tricky.
That ideally, there should be things that remain consistent as well. The things that you are authentically connected to. The things that make you, you.
I'm like, you're saying both, right? Am I hearing that you're like, yeah, outgrow it, but you're still like you and unchanging at the authentic foundational levels of values that...
Exactly. Those foundational values that you have, the things that really...
Because identity crisis, like right. Being like, okay, suddenly Jordan's on all these silent retreats. That's sort of funny.
Sort of funny. That was witty and hilarious.
And so you're like, yeah, she lost her mind. Like, she's out of her damn mind, because that's not true to who she is.
And it's changing your personality.
Right, that I was, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, double faceted, I guess. Like, double-edged sword there.
Yes.
Would
and
be.
So, yes, we don't have an expert with us, because it is interesting that I'm sure parts of it are, yeah, how many things, because I feel some of these are natural tendencies that then again are reinforced by the who you're hanging out with. And
right.
Yeah, childhood moments and all of that. And when it gets fanned and you get better and better, you hone your craft
Absolutely.
Of those personality traits that may or may not be serving you. Because I think that's the part too. Because we've said outgrow, and then you're saying evolve. And I'm like, yeah, sure, everybody wants to evolve. Everybody wants to try to do better, sort of.
Those things are so different, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like, to outgrow something, the way I look at that is that means that you are leaving something behind. You're like, that, I don't need that anymore.
I want permission for lateral personality choices.
Right. Where in evolution or growth sort of refers to a respect for the past. Because of that happening, I am now evolving into this. And as opposed to shedding the past, you're using it to grow.
Love it.
So that's how I'd really...
Good clarifier. Because I'm like, yeah, the outgrow connotation got tricky. I'm like, we should take this from the top and talk about, like, yeah, because the evolution of your personality, one would hope.
Well,
I suppose that is still my... Yeah.
I outgrew the personality trait that others may have seen in me as the guy at the bar drinking all the time.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I outgrew that. I didn't evolve from that.
Exact. Good clarification. It's true that that was a role that if you invite Jordan, she'll likely have from working in the industry in sales, but like wine in her trunk that will pair beautifully with dinner. I was literally like a vending machine of booze there for a spell. Do we need to grieve these personality traits that we left behind? Like, is that, as did that guy, are those relationships that you might have lost in that growth moment that you experienced?
What a great question. I love the word grieve, because
can you have permission to be instantly free of that? I'm just giving you the options.
Well, however you want to do it, where it really comes down to in my mind is, like, as you're evolving away from something that you used to sort of define yourself as, it is going to be startling. It's going to be a jolt to your nervous system. It's going to be a big change. Mm-hmm. And so if you're aware enough to know that you're shedding something like that, and you can legitimately be aware that you're grieving, power to you. Mm-hmm. If not, I really like the word grieve, because grieving is undefined and different for everybody. And
comes
so
in waves. Comes so in silly, waves. But it's so accurate. When
and
you're
so
like,
I think that's the perfect word for what you should do, because there is going to be this element of new culture shock, different. And grief is a great way to just sort of describe this changing process. It sort of honors what you're leaving behind.
Honoring in the spirit of that, because I feel like we can't relate in the parenthood moment of how did your personality change when your personality
came
morphed
to.
Into parent. And so I don't like the idea of grief and mourning in the, oh, my fun, my party outfits, you know, I'm shimmying in a really, like, where you have to grieve. You know, you probably shouldn't be on top of the table. They frown on that now, I think. But like, you know, that I would, how do you honor if those phases of your personality, is that like a just cuddle up with the kids and flip through the yearbook and tell stories? Like,
no,
how do you keep that part?
I don't think everything has to be, you know, there's right answers. There's more than one right thing for a lot of situations. And because you've evolved away from a personality trait that you used to identify with as your personality, that doesn't mean it's not in there anymore. It's not like it's dead and you buried it. And so there's opportunity to still go express that. Like for me, for instance, one of the hardest identity sort of personality things for me was I was always an athlete. We talk about it all the time. When you leave athletics, it's startling, it's hard, it's challenging. But guess what I can do? I can go play pickup basketball, and it really fills my tank when I get to.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic, because those seem like that is a big ask at a freaking...
But I think you get the point.
Rec center.
I think you get the point. Is I can find other ways to be competitive and still, like, that part of me isn't
don't
dead.
Don't snuff out the athletic part of you, but I don't know if that, you know, joy can compare, that experience could compare
I think it would probably be similar if you moved away and your personality went from single person to now I'm a parent. Like, that's, imagine that. That's a big one for us and a big part of how the world's going to look at you. Mm-hmm. But you might not match inside in your personality what the world's telling you you need to be like.
Yep.
That's startling. But I would say to people in that situation, you're not, that part of you isn't dead because your life has shifted and evolved and changed. You can still have that element. You can still go to girls' nights or whatever people like to do. You know what I'm just
saying? Whatever the hoes are getting into.
You can still get to do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the grief comes because it is going to be a change. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to change. I'm not part of a team anymore. Mm-hmm. I still can go compete.
Right.
It's not the same. So it requires some grief.
Yeah. I pretended badly to not, I feel like we've overused, but for the sense of time, like Stepfordy, performative, well-kept wife. Mm-hmm. I am married to my current husband now, and I'm not saying that I'm not well-kept. But I'm not trying to keep you anywhere. I did not fill the cookie cutter. I did not jump in a mold well at all.
Felt very inauthentic.
And that was a personality mismatch to roll that was just a... I think I have a couple here. Here's some personality moments. I don't know if these fit our identity.
Okay.
Would you say these are true for me? This is all self-reflection.
Okay.
In a quick second.
I love this.
Overachiever was probably...
Okay.
I think that some people... I might answer to that. And so that was a while back.
So do you feel like that defines you?
That was the one that was told at me, and that's why I think I'm fighting back. With a creative, I
Someone
think
told
this is
you.
My resistance to my overachieving okay. destiny is, I'm hosting a sit-in. Okay, I was a do-gooder, but I think that do-gooder, which is probably why I love being bad in secret.
Oh,
that's why I'm an addict, that's how that shit sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Guys, girl, I could hang, I got along.
Ooh.
Because again, that's where that optimistic wingman, I felt that I was more, I could be way off, but I was included in a lot of, there wasn't really a circle that I felt fully out of that I wanted to be a part of or felt. I could
sure.
bring something to
sure.
the group.
Okay.
But yeah, wow. So I could, and drinking that got dangerous because it was we're going to sit here and shut down the bar. Not in a challenge where arm wrestling.
Oh, I've seen it.
But yeah. I have been known. I'm not a, yeah. Yeah, the success rebel. I'm a calculated risk. Yeah, not a step.
Calculated
wife.
Risk?
Calculated risk taker. I think know that I'm willing to take, I do things impulsively. I proposed to you on our second date. I've purchased a car and a house on a whim. And I didn't leave that morning thinking this is going to happen at all.
Okay.
And so, but I think they're calculated and I am a very practical. And so I know I've got my own ass mm-hmm. in these situations most of the time. I've been had before, don't get me wrong. And so, yeah. Tough and independent, those were the other ones. And I think that that's a struggle. And you wonder, I feel lucky that I was told I was tough as a young mm-hmm. female, but I also feel triggered by any sort of, we should all be kind and tough as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Fists of justice. Okay. So that was a little bit of a monologue there.
I love it. I'm not really willing to say if I see those characteristics in you.
They were all shed. Those felt like things of the past. Can you outgrow? And I was I think those are things that were, yeah.
And some of them I would argue. For instance, let me pick out the independent one.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to change.
No.
That's part of your personality.
I need you to accept it. seriously,
exactly.
Hear why.
That's why I honed in on one
True.
Particular one. That one for me, the overachiever aspect, that is something that I see you outgrowing. Mm-hmm. not that you have
know.
To, but you know what I mean? You're put in situations.
Mediocrity has never been more appealing. truly, this is a phase of my life where I just feel that resigning.
That's not what I mean.
So, yeah.
I mean, early in life, we're presented with school. We're presented with all these things that
Exactly.
We're presented with measurable outcomes.
I felt that my love was measured by these fucking ribbons and patches and things. And it wasn't I was very loved and supported, but it got to the point that I started to question it. Which is why I feel that my life right now is deliberately unconventional in many ways.
Okay, exactly.
Because I am pushing back on the overachieving.
There you go. Yeah. I love that.
I just went.
But when
therapy.
We take it back to independence.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed, has it?
No.
No. That's a part of you. And I think that's, if there's one takeaway I hope people get from this podcast, it's that if you can identify what those things are, the sacred values, the authenticity deep down inside of you, the things that stay with you.
The superpowers.
Whether the situation changes, the people change, man, if you can lean into those strengths and sharpen them, that's truly what I've been able to figure out is how I get to the happiest place I can get to, is understanding what those are and protecting them. And then I can be whoever I want
to
be.
The rest is
because I'm still holding
a certain degree.
Exactly.
That you can be.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's sort of my biggest takeaway as we're talking about personality is we can all be sort of have different personality traits in different situations, but we have those core authentic things that really can't change. And if they do, we get lost.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It seems that the more, because like my snarky sides, like I'm sick of being on a journey. We're all on these like so much self-discovery. But I find that I'm inadvertently by just taking a minute to go like, hey, I'm stuck with me. And luckily, kind of dig me, I'm not putting myself in as many situations that I'm not gaining from.
Right.
Like, I'm realizing that, like, oh, I jive better with this particular, like, for me, crowd number can be a good one where it's like, I'm great one-on-one, but, like, small group. And there can be, I can rock at a concert. But there's some groups where I'm like, that was exhausting.
Yes.
To me. There is zero payoff. There's no way the fun's going to outweigh.
Thank God there was
how
dinner.
My body. Oh, sweet Lord. Yeah. And just because I don't drink, I'm just like, what kind of sparkling beverage did you have? Because I'm going to main lie. Like, I'm going to get these bubbles a day. Oh,
I
my
want
God.
This club soda I need, to hurt me.
I want club sodas and 19 limes. We're going to make it weird.
You're on it today. So, I love
yeah.
it.
And so I think that knowing my personality a little bit better and not in a full-on, like, narcissism hasn't come up yet. It'll be in my reading tonight. No, but I think that know thyself has been way more fun to live in my own skin.
Yes.
And be, yeah.
Well, the other thing is the way that the world sees us and the way that we see ourselves, I'm not sure that that ever aligns.
No, right.
Truly. Like, so.
Again, the danger.
So know yeah. yourself. You know, right. like, that's what I'm really simplifying here, but that's yeah. really sort of mind-boggling to me that, like, the way the world sees you versus how you see yourself is never going to align. Well,
and that's if you are
there's
the
comfort in that. Is
the
my
Enneagram,
point.
We referenced the Myers-Briggs. Ooh, I just finished a book. If you have not read, and again, I'm not going to like try
hey,
to
we love our
point,
reading list.
But Sheila Hedy, How Should a Person Be? Do yourself a favor. I'll put it in the notes.
It's not a new book and it won awards.
Yes, but I want to say 2012, 2018. Don't quote me on that. But yes, How Should a Person Be?
And now it's time for Yeditations, the thoughts in our brains keeping us from meditating.
So what's on my mind is just
talk to me.
The world's a challenging place right now and yeah. we need more love and compassion yeah. and just understanding. And you know, we want this podcast to be a safe spot. And people
right.
have talked about, hey, you guys don't talk about politics. That's intentional because we want everyone to
we
feel comfortable
here. We know you get it,
love
ninjas, but we aren't ignorant to the fact that everything's on fire.
Yes, okay. it's a hard, regardless of your beliefs, that's not what this is for.
We love you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We love you and we just want this to be a safe
have
place.
Have we so... ever said what our Christmas card this year?
No, go ahead.
I think it's kind of great, but on our Christmas card we mailed out now 6 months ago was, no matter your God or who wraps your presents. And I think it
happy
got
holidays.
Pretty good
yeah.
reviews.
I did
and
too.
So, yeah. Do you. But yeah, our hearts are with
everyone.
Humanity's heart.
Yes.
Be kind to one another out in the world.
Love it.
Every day.
This has been Yeditations.
We're running out of time, but I have so many questions.
We had a lot to cover.
Like, I got some stuff. So can I just, like, throw them at
lightning
you?
Round. Do it.
Okay.
I'm for
what's
it.
One trait people assume about you that's totally wrong?
Oh, I think that the judge a book by a cover sort of aspect. I'm a big burly dude with tattoos, and in reality, I'm a giant teddy bear. And so without even, like, personality-wise, I think people will look at me and think that I'm a biker dude or had mm-hmm. a rough upbringing or something like that, when in reality, none of that.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
What part of yourself do you think would shock your younger self?
Ooh, my patience, my understanding, my, yep. like everything. Ooh. I was a crazy little kid who didn't have a lot of compassion about anything that wasn't related to myself.
Amazing. And just to go back to number one, the trait with the biker dude look, it took everything in me, hence my silence, not to make just a shit Jordan joke of like that they
wanna
could
hear
read.
It.
What's I know it's so good.
I did have to work really hard on that.
I love you so hard. You truly are the love of my life. That's awesome. Worst advice you've ever gotten about growth or change?
Oh, wow. I think the worst advice I've ever gotten about growth and change is the moving on completely from the past. You know, a lot of people are focused, and I really do believe there's so much power in being in the present. But honoring your past and thinking about your future is important too. And so there's a lot of people who have been like, just focus on the here and now. And that's really good advice for a time frame. Mm-hmm. But I have learned so much from where I've been that I can't just block that out.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Okay, I get that. All right, last one. What's your current red flag, and do you actually want to fix it? I'm guessing like a spiral trigger. That's how I'm taking that in the context of my note I made.
Yeah.
Like, what's your... Yeah.
We talk about this a lot. I crave connection more than most. And so when I'm lacking the opportunity for connection, like Jordan needs some independent time and I don't have enough fulfill, I can spiral in those situations. Mm. And I'm really working hard to do a better job of being more connected to a wider range of people and having more connection in my life so I can actually soothe that craving and urge that I know is deep inside of me. Part of my personality is someone who needs to connect to other people.
Oh, yes.
But then I need to recharge.
Yeah.
And so I've been searching for that in maybe the wrong avenues or in a limited avenue, and I need to expand upon it.
Well, I think you're hitting the same kind of concept with how you're like a processing, I'm realizing at this stage and being really awesome and open with yourself of like, I'm taking a little more me time to think this through. I think the value of how we spend our time, how the connections, because things that used to make you feel super connected, like you were saying on an athletic team, that's not happening. But if you were in a, I hate to say like chat room, we live in the woods, but like if you were talking more sport with other groups or what, but the value of those experiences, takes time to suss out.
Yeah.
It's like finding a freaking therapist is exhausting. Worth it. But like, it sort of
comes into this term that I wanted to talk about, but we sort of ran out of time of becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people who believe in this philosophy that we are always becoming. And it terrifies most people, and it used to terrify me.
I like it.
But now I get comfort in the fact that, like, I am always becoming something. I'm always a work in progress. That makes
so I never have to be done. Like, this sounds lack great.
Yeah.
See, again, you're like lack tenacity. I need you to zhuzh that up. And the people, the idea makers. I get shit done. That's right. You do get shit done. Oh, I've had too much fun.
This was a great combo. Yeah. I really enjoyed this with
Hopefully.
You. I learned a lot, and I would challenge our listeners. Like, think about those three things that you think define yourself and your personality, and compare that to someone safe in your life. See what they have to say.
Absolutely.
I think it's
super
cool.
Super intriguing. Yeah. I know. I can't wait to diagnose you later. Let's hope we don't outgrow each
diagnoses.
Other.
No diagnosis.
Yes. Thank you for keeping me so curious.
Of course.
Love ninjas.
I am JT, everybody.
We couldn't appreciate more if we tried. I'm Jordan. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.
Do it. If you enjoyed this conversation, it would mean the world to us if you had a second to share this episode or your favorite episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe or follow on the homepage at letsdigintothat.com or wherever you find your podcast. Thank you, Love Ninjas.
The impact of your support is greater than you could ever imagine. Thank you, thank you, thank you.